14.
Yep.
Yeah,
fucking
speed
epic.
Two was
Why
did
stop?
Bad songwriting.
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press recording, uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk Spanish. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
That's the idea.
What is the fucking idea?
Jump right into your
I have created a folder for it.
That's the idea.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast. Does anybody know
Welcome.
What podcast this is?
Deranged Penguin?
I think so.
The Deranged
no.
Penguin podcast.
Deranged Penguin.
As always, let's begin with the stuff you missed by not listening last week. I fucking bored everybody out with more Spain things.
You sure did.
I probably have some more.
Yeah, I was bored.
You know, what would be great is if you would recount how boring it was right now in the recap.
Alright, I could just tell you the stuff. I went to a Mexican restaurant in Spain. I had some churros and some chocolate in Spain. I was on a train in Spain, on a plane.
Mainly.
Did the rain fall?
No, there was no. Well, there was some rain, but it was not on the plane.
Was it on
enough.
The plane? It wasn't.
And then we saw the shitty panties. Some feedback from that. Somebody laughed out loud. They said, yeah, I laughed out loud while listening to that.
The did they say laughed out loud?
First.
Yes,
they
like literally. They said, yeah, I laughed out loud.
Literally.
We can put that. We get a badge, dude.
Oh, that's
someone
so gross.
Laugh out loud badge.
Yes.
The lol. Literal lol badge.
Yeah, so Del got skinny jeans.
I forgot to send y'all a picture of that. As well.
I really wanted to see the roll.
We were waiting
quarters.
For the crotch shot.
Yeah. And Brad, did you get some non-boxers, some boxer briefs, or are you sticking with the boxers?
I told you I have some boxer briefs, and they're
you have one.
Did you get
I don't
rid
have one. I've got like
of
only
your old man
one.
Boxers?
Ex officio, you can wear them for like a year and not wash them.
That's so gross. Please don't
I've
get
got
those.
Three pair, but I'm only going to wear one.
Then they'll just stand up by your bedside
Gina.
On their own
right.
and just
so,
jump right in.
Again, Dell won the Fantasy Football League, and we'll send him a little something for winning.
We don't need to talk about that anymore.
But what about your sister? Is she going to do her punishment? What's the update?
She should be doing it by the 31st. There's no update to give. She's got a deadline. Mm-hmm. I respect deadlines.
All right. Did anybody go out and eat papayas just to try it?
Multiple?
Or
I did not.
One papaya or attempt
You wouldn't
to
make it through multiple.
Be in the no, same room as a papaya? And so this is kind of what we're talking about as we introed. Dell was like, I have my note folder here and it's empty. So
he made progress.
It's either you didn't think of anything.
The podcast
or,
ideas folder.
Yeah, or.
That's what he thought of.
Or you forgot to put things in the folder.
It could be either one. I don't remember.
No one would know. What about you, Brad? Did you write anything down? Do you have ideas?
Yeah, I did. And it is in relation to the catastrophic weather that we had in Richmond over the past week.
God. You sure did.
Every time somebody mentioned, they got little coworkers over there. I was like, you know, it's a brisk 70 degrees. Like the morning's mm-hmm. about 55 or light sweater. But it's kind of a pain because I'm going to have to take it off. What am I going to do with the sweater later on as
right.
the day goes on?
I totally understand. Very problematic
so, yeah.
with
They're
your
like,
sweater.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be snowed in. We had to get provisions like it's going to be 40 days in here. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
you don't need that
I mean,
many
I,
bags
I
of
definitely think that people blew it out of proportion as they have a habit of doing when the shroud falls upon the earth. But it was like 40 mile an hour white out. Conditions like it, it was definitely the worst snow
so
that I've ever seen
light.
In my life.
Yeah, we'll get into yeah. it a little bit later, but I think the best thing to come out of all that was the GIFs, the time lapse videos of snow covering things. I don't know why I liked it. And we talked about Brad being a terrible mentor and then not knowing what to feel about that. Yeah. So, yeah, and we talked about, like, mentorship the whole time.
I feel like I've arrived at a good place in that arena as well over the last week. It's that I'm not mentoring high-level people. I need to start mentoring higher-level people.
I knew that was going to be your conclusion somehow.
I knew, yeah. It's like him and Brad, they both come up.
These people I'm choosing.
You know, it just, no one's ready to deal with me. They're not ready for this level. Whatever.
It's like the
Golden State Warriors of people.
It's literally that they are not interested. The reason they are at the place in life where they are.
Oh, you know the reason.
Is because they have, it is a long sequence of choices. Mm. It's not like, is this one thing? It's this long sequence of life events that led them to this place. They're not young either. None of these people are young. They're all 30 plus. So and I think it would be different if it was like an 18-year-old in this position.
Yeah. Look, as we all know, if you're over 30, you're pretty much dead.
You are over.
Yeah.
Everything over.
I'm over. Dell's over. You're over, Brad.
I've been over.
I'm still happy.
Barely.
That's a good point, man. There's a lot of inertia behind your choices and your tendency to be a certain way. It takes a lot to overcome that. And you can't just dismiss everybody and say, well, everybody's hopeless since they haven't like figured it out by now. Because their circumstances don't lend them to growing up, don't lend them to know what they can achieve. But somebody there has to be a will or something that develops that's within a person. Like you can't force a person to want to be to want to grow.
Right.
They have to want to first. And you can help them learn how to like change the force of that inertia in their life, but you can't do it for them.
No.
So you have to find somebody that has that will already.
I mean, you know, that's the big question and everything from coaching to managing to, you know, everything that involves self-improvement. That's the secret ingredient is you just got to really want to change. You got to want to learn. I can't help you learn. I mean, it's the same thing. I can't help you be a better player. You got to put the work in. You got to want to be it. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of, you know, I would say like the certain things are heartening. I think that's boring. And I get bored by that. I get bored by hearing that. Because like every time somebody, I'm like, how do you not know this? Of course, you just have to do it. And I say that to myself. And I'm like, you know, like if I'm ever like, how come I don't know the guitar? It's because I don't fucking want to learn. That's why.
Exactly.
Because you know why? Because I never said, you know what? I'm going to stay up an extra hour and learn it. I'm like, I'd rather go to sleep. So do I want to learn the guitar? No. I would like or I think it would maybe be cool. But I don't want to learn it. I don't want to put in the time to do it. The same thing. They don't want to learn to be a better Brad or whatever, these people that you're trying to mentor. And so, you know, even though you're like, look, don't you want this? Don't you want to be me?
That is.
look at my collection of fleece. Don't you want that?
I don't know. If you know how many Flusen I have in my house.
I think
creating another me would bend the universe into itself and everything would self-destruct. It would be awful. It would be terrible if there was another me.
That was a little bit of the feedback we got that the shitty panties. People like shitty panties talk.
Yeah, I'm with
that. Also,
just point out that it's weird for you to say learn the guitar.
Was it?
Nobody says that.
Would he learn to play the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever ask anybody, do you know the guitar?
Do you know the piano? Do you know the piano?
No.
I guess. I don't know.
Which piano?
No, you don't. You don't say that.
I know it intimately.
Is there like a guy named the piano?
Oh, I know the piano.
Is that? That's the piano's music. When he comes out, ding, 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 down, and he runs out there and he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Fear the piano. Yeah. No? Nobody? All right.
Sure.
That's fine.
No. That's probably not going to get a lull, a literal lull next week.
Nah, it's not. No. It's good. Back to normal, you know, regular programming.
So what did you come up with? What did you want to talk about from this
week?
We'll
get to that. We'll get to we're already
this is
recording.
A great time for that to happen.
No. We're getting into
show.
It. We're not done recapping.
This is the show.
God.
I felt
Brad
like the recap
the, Brad,
was
this is the show.
I felt like this is the same thing that happened a couple weeks ago when we did the individual shows. Brad was like, I don't care what anybody else is doing. I want a podcast right now. Get online and I'm going to do it right now. I'm like, I don't really feel like it. He's
I
like,
didn't
do
know.
It. Do it.
I didn't
like,
know
Brad.
Until,
then we
until
got on
I just
anyway.
Listened to it like last week
yeah.
that you did that podcast with him right after
he bullied me into it.
The podcast.
I was like, you know, I was like,
thought,
you know,
it was like the same podcast just with Brad's.
I know.
Instead of mine.
I know. Because he didn't have anything to talk about. He didn't have anything. He was relying on me to talk about stuff. I was like, all I have is exactly what I just talked about with fucking Dell.
Then I was
Brad's
all
a bully,
right.
is what I'm saying. I can understand why people don't want to take his advice.
Did he make you buy fleece afterward?
He tried to. He kept sending me Amazon links to his fleece collection. I bet that's how you're mentoring people.
Exactly. That's all I'm doing. I'm just
buy this fleece. Buy this fleece. They're like, no, I don't want it. I'm not, it's not even cold. Buy the fleece.
It's
94 Do you want to change or not?
I mean, it was the same thing Monday. We're getting ready to record at a regularly scheduled time or newly rescheduled time. Brad's like, no, I can't go because
I wore a bad fleece.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, so on that.
On what?
Jenna, you recently came off of a stint of morning sickness.
I did.
Okay.
When?
So in this
like
bout of morning
ago?
Sickness, did you ever encounter one of these scenarios in which you felt like you were sick? Because you hadn't eaten enough, and you're like, maybe if I pile some food on top of this sickness,
yes,
it'll actually sort of quell the storm.
That was usually my treatment was eat something,
which is a really weird thing to me. I don't like normally when I feel bad, I'm not like, you know what, I probably need a whole large pizza right now. But it definitely helped on Monday.
It
I think
happens.
That I hadn't. And
that
eating,
hunger
nausea.
Like
hour, like
I don't get hunger nausea because I'm not stupid.
I do.
And I'm not broken.
Oh, okay.
No, do you get hunger
it
nausea?
Happens, Brad. It
yeah,
does.
It
that's
does.
Stupid. That's not the dumbest thing. What is you're like
that
your body's messed up.
That just means you two
up.
Are constantly eating, so you don't yeah. know what hungry is about.
I go like whole days without eating.
Don't ever say, Del, you can't do something. They're going to tell you.
Haven't eaten in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're
Whoa.
Talking about.
That's not how you do this. I once went 3 years without eating a sandwich.
Okay. Looking a little gaunt there, Del.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this week we have things to talk. Oh, somebody sent me something. Which one of you guys did this?
I did it just because I want to hear the sound. But also, that's a link to the most recent recording that
of the
Southern Corral that Southern Miss did, and it's like ridiculously good. So if you want to hear some really awesome music performed really, really well, listen to that.
All right. I was reading about Mozart. How come none of you guys are Mozart? You guys suck.
I am Mozart. Just nobody's going to know until 100 years from now.
Yeah. It's like right. So he wrote 626 pieces, and yeah. then he died at 35, and he kicked all your asses.
From syphilis.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know
that
what he died.
That's like a good name.
Syphilis? Yeah.
Yeah. I could settle on that one.
Could be a little siffy. Mm-hmm. Siffy. It's time to eat your cereal.
Like a chlamydia kid, right? It's weird.
Man, so we haven't told anybody the kid's name. Either option. We don't even know what kind of kid it's going to be.
But you've got two options.
But man, like some, well, we know what they're going to be. Yeah, we know. But yeah, man, some people just really don't like it. And one guy was kind of drunk, but a friend was
like,
tell me, why won't you tell me this is your kid? Tell me the kid's name. And I was like, no,
Jesus.
Yeah, he was getting super pissed. He was like putting his hand on my shoulder, and he's like, "You're gonna tell me?" He doesn't want to tell me the kid's name. This is your kid, man. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Back off.
That was like that's the one extreme, but the other one,
my shoulder.
Yeah, the other one is like you know, like my parents, and well, mostly our moms. They try to get in. Like, all right. It's just me and you here. You know, we're family. What's the kid's name? Just between I'll keep it a secret. What is it? What's the kid's name? What is it going to be?
You want some insider.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. I give the standard answer, you know? I'm like, I can either confirm or deny that kind of thing. You know, I'm like, look, I'm not going to fucking tell you. It's not, you'll find out when it comes up.
May or may not be pregnant. You don't know.
Yeah, we don't even know it's pregnant. This I don't even
is
know.
A big
farce.
It's a tumor. Surprise.
Instead of life, it's death. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just weird. Like, people, and this, I guess it's pretty typical. That if you don't tell somebody something, or you tell them no, the more they want it. But same thing. It was like, so my mom has done that too. Pulled me aside, like, what's the kid's name? Tell me, I'm your mom. You better tell me, damn it. I'm your mother. I'm the kid's grandmother. I need to
know. Did she pull the I spit you from my loins?
Yeah, basically. And wow. Then it was over, what was that for? The holiday? Was it Christmas? Both moms are here. And yeah, and then they teamed up. They're like, hey, well, it's we're both here with the grandmothers here. Surely you can tell us. It'll be the grandmother's little secret. Now, one, that's a bad idea.
Don't call me Shirley.
Because the grandmothers are the people least likely to keep her secret. Especially your mom, you know. She's like, you tell her something and then everybody else will know it. So, yeah. That's the thing that's happening. So I thought it would, people would respect it. I'm like, oh, okay, you just don't want to know yet. That's fine. But they're like, hey, what is your fucking kid's name? Tell me now. I need to know. So it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Little thing that happens.
I don't care what your kid's name is.
Hope you never tell me.
Yeah, what are these threatening emails that you sent me?
You only have to like tell me after it's born. You know, I'll just call him.
Hey, you kid.
So I noticed that y'all are both wearing your Deranged Penguin baseball shirts.
Yeah, bitches.
Did you get out today and wear those today, or is that something that you decided to do just for the podcast?
I think he copied me.
Gina's wearing it earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll wear mine.
That's basically how that happened.
That sounds about right.
But I wore mine because it was podcast day.
You know, that one is mine also.
Did you wear it for the day, or did you just put it on for the podcast?
I
wore it all day.
Some of both. I wore it the other day for the day. And then Monday, because we were supposed to podcast, I wore it all day.
Yeah, we ruined it. Dang it.
I wore
it
all day. And then today only for the podcast.
I wore it all day today, but not for the podcast, just two.
And you didn't go anywhere, so.
I went outside a couple times.
You were basically. It was basically pajamas.
The face he just made was awesome.
I just looked outside. Like,
went outside a couple of times.
Yeah, I did. I was out there. I looked around and went back inside.
You didn't go anywhere. So.
Yep. What am I supposed to do out there? I got an apartment right here.
Have you guys been wearing your shirts?
I bet you have asked a homeless dude, like, hey, would you, if you had an apartment, would you go in it right now? He's like, yeah.
Brad's wearing his, but you can't see it under the fleece. That's
right.
Happens.
Layers and layers of fleece.
Yeah. Fleece.
I don't
fleece.
Know where what happened to my shirt. I'm gonna have to buy a new one.
Dell's such a party animal.
I know. Like, you don't know. Never
I think
know
it's. I think it's got lost somewhere in the move. Like
shuffle.
I think some college whore stole it.
Yeah, babe, you can wear that. Go ahead.
Came to Laurel and got it out of my house at my parents' house.
Yeah, probably like some USM chick, like, wandered down to Laurel in the middle of the night and saw you, and she was like, I guess I got to go home with this guy now. Fun night. Next morning, she wakes up, has to find something to wear besides her party outfit, you know, that she wandered 70 miles in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Indians. Said hey to my mom on the way out.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Great job with that one.
Sounds likely.
Yeah. So, what's up, Dell?
Hey.
I know you didn't write anything down about what you want to talk about this week. So we're
teaching.
We're going to let you extemporize.
I got my ID today, my official faculty ID. And
please, don't show it to us because we...
I'm going to show it to you.
Describe it. Who's in the picture?
It's a picture of me, and there's a glare on my glasses that makes it look like there's tape.
Nice.
Yeah, so I look
super
nerdy.
Yeah. And, well, I think they're just a thing with you, Dell.
Yeah, I think it was maybe. The tape you wore when you went to take the picture.
It might have been the tape. I think it was a glare, but it might have been the tape. But I'm pretty sure I just figured out, I was trying to log in to check on everything, And I thought that the number sounded familiar. And I think I just figured out that they gave me my number from, like, when I was a student here. So, and I think they gave me the wrong, they assigned me the wrong stuff. Like, because none of my classes are, like, attached to my, attached to
my name. They enrolled you in school instead of putting you as a teacher.
Yeah. So, I got to figure that out. But otherwise, it's pretty cool.
Turns out they took away my master's degree, so I have to earn that again.
Yeah. Yeah. And they deleted any record of my being here. So I'm not no longer adjunct faculty. I'm actually going back and doing my master's again.
That's funny. So are you going to continue to get paid? Because I think that's really the most important.
Yeah, I'm getting paid, but I need to be able to access the materials online and my roster, things like that, you know.
Just do it old school. Like, hey, who's here? Write it down on a sheet of paper.
To the lefty. To the lefty.
So,
yeah.
So that's cool.
Hey, do you make people introduce themselves in class
first day?
No.
I fucking hate that.
Especially
in a small program like the master's program, because I've literally know everybody in fucking class, and I've heard their fucking spiel, you know, a bunch of times, and all the classes have been.
Change it up every time.
Be a new person. New story.
No, because then you have the teachers.
My name's Tony. Your name is fucking Jay.
No, well, some people I wouldn't know because I'm like, I know who she is. I don't know her name. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
yeah. Maybe you should listen to it a little bit more.
The story.
Right. Sounds like it's a necessary thing.
I mean, all right. So I saw somebody at Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
And I was like going to pay with my phone. And I looked and I was like, oh, fuck, that's that one chick from class. I don't remember her name.
And let's go with Ruth.
So I didn't like look. I was like, maybe she won't notice me. She just like boop, thanks, next, and like
talk
to them.
Yeah, but even when you know someone's name, how often do you use it?
Yeah,
when you run into them, you don't need to know.
So
yeah. Use what's it up, man? Every single time.
Hello, Bradley.
Hey, you.
How's it going, Bradley?
I do the hey.
So anyway, then she saw me. She's like, hey, how's it going? Trying to catch up. Well, it's funny because I didn't remember her name. But she didn't remember details. She's like, so you work downtown, right? I was like, no, I actually work over here on this side of town. That's why I'm in my work clothes.
It doesn't matter.
In my drive through.
She had no idea.
She's like, oh, yeah.
She didn't listen to you.
And then your girlfriend, right? I was like, it's actually my wife.
I understand it's wishful thinking, but that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I mean, my point is that I don't. Well, I'm just kind of bad with people's point? Names. I just don't.
You don't know them, and they don't know you.
So this is what you were thinking about all week?
No. I already talked about that.
It hasn't stopped.
What were you thinking about? Like, when you were, like, puking, you're like,
what you were thinking
about? I'm sick. I need to stuff pizza down my face and then put more fleeces on.
I'm getting a little hunger nauseous.
That's exactly
right now,
what I was thinking about.
I would prefer
if you weren't stealing my thunder. That's what I would prefer.
Whatever, Bradley.
I don't know how your telekinesis has come across the interweb.
I call it telekinesis, but whatever.
I'm thinking over here.
Gina, how was your week? What'd you do? Something you want to talk about?
Yeah.
What?
I want to talk about movie sequels.
What about them? Like how every movie is now a movie sequel?
Like how sequels suck.
Ugh, they do suck.
Always?
I don't know. So that's what I was going to ask you guys. Because I'm like, I know they don't all suck. So I feel like maybe it's a comedy thing. Like, comedy sequels are pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just ruin it. Like, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
That was whack.
Why bother?
Caddyshack 2 is whack.
I don't even care about the first
one. Toy Story 2 is supposedly the best one, right? Or 3.
Toy Story 2
they
is
got
good.
Better.
I didn't, I mean,
I
you know what?
I don't care about Toy Story.
I was not
you
crying
in a
about Toy Story.
There.
Yeah, it was whatever.
It's never my
you
movie.
Fucking will.
It was fine.
Not my
she's
movie.
Seen it. She's
no,
seen,
but you'll
she's...
fucking you'll watch it again.
Nah, we'll
and
leave
by
that one out.
Comparison to a lot of the other like bright garbage that you're gonna have on your television over the next 5 years, Toy Story is gonna be at the top of the list.
Let me tell you this.
There were other animated movies
Mozart
that I enjoyed.
Didn't watch no Pixar movies.
I'm cool
you know?
With them.
Is your kid Mozart?
Toy Story.
Maybe I don't know yet. It can't. You a genius?
You know, he's probably autistic. Like, he was autistic. That's like, fine. Mozart was probably autistic.
That's fine.
I'm just saying, care. Like, I'm not dogging on it. I'm just saying, like, there's a trade-off.
I'm going to be like Mozart's dad and just tour him around the country, making some big bank off this guy's genius.
So what do you guys think? What is your favorite movie sequel? Was it a comedy?
Film? I mean, Godfather 2 is a great one. I like Back to the Future Part 2. I mean, is it a quality movie? I don't know. It's entertaining. It's fun. I like it. But, I mean, I don't know what to say about it other than that. The Dark Knight, that was pretty classic. That was pretty much the best, you know?
Probably the best.
Movies like that, though, I have a hard time considering sequels.
Why? Even because they're Batman movies?
You want it to be called Batman Begins 2?
Because it's not called 2?
Yeah, if it has its own title, it's its own movie.
If it's not a crappy ripoff of its original movie, then it's
then
not.
Then I don't mind it. It's not, and it's not a sequel.
Well,
it's
The Godfather Part 2 was a numbered sequel. I will agree. I think all the remakes and all the
crappy sequels are crappy.
Are crap. Yeah.
Man, it sucks.
And there's like a bajillion sequels in the works now. Like, they're going to make a Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Kevin Smith said, didn't we say all that we needed to say in the first Beetlejuice? What else do we have to say about Beetlejuice now?
Speaking of him, they're coming out with Clerks 3.
I think it's Clerks 4 now.
Yeah, there's like a Land Before Time, like 27. Yeah. There's like,
no, please, no. That's not real.
Dude, let's see.
Can you please just get on Goggle and see how many Land Before Times there are?
Lands.
At least 20. Lots of lands. Well, according to this list, the 7 worst sequels of all time, they said Hannibal, sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
I mean, I guess.
I think that was the worst.
Me either.
It at least had a little bit of, like...
Put it on
a
worst list.
Speed 2 Cruise Control was pretty terrible, I will say.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, we weren't there yet.
Oh, sorry.
Number 2. Speed 2 Cruise 14. Control.
14. 14 Lands Before His Time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, that's
that was not a bad exaggeration.
Land Before Time 8 was really the highlight of that series.
Yeah. 14.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking Speed epic. 2 was
pretty
stupid.
Stop.
they probably haven't stopped. Yeah. Let's see. The last one came out in 2016. It comes out. It's coming out in February. It comes
so
out in the week.
They have not stopped.
Okay. So we're still going.
It's happening.
It's like the Furious. It's like the Faster and the Furiouser.
There's
another one coming out.
That's going to be the 8th, right?
Some people are like, yeah, it's real good now, but I can't. I don't
stick with it. It gets horrible, and then it gets better.
Yeah, so somebody said literally to me, "Well, yeah, Too Fast, Too Furious was terrible. Then Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift was really not that great. But you have to see 4 through whatever." I was like, "No, I mean,
it's like Paranormal Activity, right? They did four. Yeah,
I don't need to see that. There's a stack of books that I got here I haven't read, and." I mean, somebody should murder me if I'm going to go ahead and watch Too Fast, Too Furious over one of those things.
Anything over 3 is just, I want to watch a show. Like, I'll watch 14 episodes of a movie, but just call it a show. You know?
Yeah.
Reduce the timeline by, like, half, maybe. And I can summon the will to watch it. But when you call it a movie, just... Fuck you, man. Like, 5 of them? Do we need 5 of the same story?
No, and I think... No. I mean, it really is. That's kind of a problem. It used to be that the only time you could get the money to make something epic, like, we have this book series, and the only way we can make it is if we do a film of it. And then they're like, well, we do, like, a trilogy. That was the, you know, Lord of the Rings trilogy. That was kind of like, this is how you do it. But with like Netflix and with Amazon Prime and a bunch of other streaming services, I mean, now people are adapting books and book series into, you know, TV series. And it's, you know, the whole entertainment is much better off for it. Absolutely. Like Daredevil, everybody, I haven't watched it, but everybody praises it and says it's amazing. And it makes sense that a serial medium, you know, comic books, you know, the short stories all the time, would translate well into another serial medium, a television series. You know what I mean? So it makes sense, and it just lends itself better to it than three movies that have to be good on their own. They're just kind of like, you know, and justify $100 million to make or whatever the hell. It only makes sense. All that said, I will say that the Mission Impossible movies are pretty good. I like those.
Yeah. Those are actually pretty good.
Like, I didn't like 3. I was like, I think it's maybe time to put this one to bed. But when 4 came out, the one where Tom Cruise is hanging from that gigantic tower or whatever, and they're like, it's surprisingly good. It's surprisingly good. You got to go see it in IMAX. And we saw it in IMAX. And I was like, wow, this was like, I got the same feeling that I had in 1996 when I was watching in the drive-in theater when I was a kid, when like Tom Cruise is like suspended from the ceiling in the classic Mission Impossible scene or whatever. I was like, I felt like that. I was like, oh shit, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking climbing a building. It's crazy.
You see, those are cool in the same way that superhero movies like Batman, I don't consider, you know, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
A sequel because it's like a different part of the story.
Yeah.
And the same thing with like Mission Impossible. You can have a new mission.
Yeah.
You can go somewhere new. You can have a new villain, new challenge. Like, you don't have to recreate the last movie. Yeah.
Well, and that's those the same thing with like one of the longest running franchises ever is Bond, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Bond has got to the point where it's not even Tom Cruise. It's how many different Bonds are we on?
It's actually never been Tom Cruise.
6?
But yeah.
No, I know.
total ever?
At total ever. The is number it 5 of or 6?
You're talking about the Bonds. Number of different Bonds.
The number of Bonds? James Bond.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, there's like 27 movies.
Yeah. It's about 27. Almost as many as Land Before Times.
Yeah. I think it's the same thing with Gina said.
Who's that?
With James Bond versus Mission Impossible.
Who's Gina? I don't know.
What's
what? What?
He's making a bad joke.
I know.
I see what you're saying, but I think those are sequels. But I do see what you're saying, that it's another entry into the Batman mythos and not necessarily just a sequel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like I said, it's mainly the ones that try to recreate the first one, like freaking Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yeah.
They were surprised that they did a great thing with the first one. And they're like, hey, let's freaking capitalize on this and do it again. But it's not the same. Like, just leave it alone. Leave it be. Enjoy your success. It was what it was, but you can't do it again.
Scream 2.
It's not the same.
Mm. It's amazing.
I don't know about amazing.
Classic.
It's so good. I don't remember anything. Scary Movie 2. It's pretty
awesome. Triumph of cinema. You know, like, yeah, I see what you're saying. What's the third one on here?
They say number 3, Staying Alive, sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, that was directed by
I did not even know that.
Sylvester Stallone. You know?
Wow.
That movie sucked. Yeah.
Number 4. Well, this is a bad movie. I haven't even watched it. Son of Mask. No. Sequel to The Mask.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Why bother, guys?
They're like, you know what? There's still some mask-related money out there. Let's go ahead and
get it. You know what else is terrible? Okay, so Home Alone 2. Good sequel.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
But then they did a third one.
Home Alone
with some other kid.
Some other kidder. Yeah.
And it was just really bad. I'm ashamed to admit I've seen it. I don't even know why I watched it, but
I've never seen that one.
Don't watch it.
Have you guys watched it? No? Nothing? Nothing?
I didn't even know that there was another one.
There's a Home Alone Lost in New York video game that was pretty fun. I remember that.
Nerd.
Number 5, they say Alien 3.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good
one. Yeah.
Aliens is a good movie. Mostly because they did, like you said, they didn't recreate the first one. The first one was like a ship, just like a transport ship. Shit's happening. Oh shit. This other one is like a military movie. now we're going to bring in the Marines to take on this fucking thing. Now what happens? That's great. Alien 3.
What'd they do with the third one?
She's in a prison. She's in a prison. Mm. We have no guns. If you read the history of how they made that, it was supposed to be X, and then somebody came in. They're like, we're only doing it if it's like this. And it was a lot of compromising, and that's why it wasn't that great. I didn't like it when I was a kid because there were no Marines. Like, at the time, I considered any movie where people were shooting other people as a good movie. You know?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Are there guns and explosions?
Or kicking other people in the face.
Yes. I've seen, because, like...
I'm sure that you watched a lot of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, right, too.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Doing the splits on things.
I was excited. I remember seeing American Ninja, and then, like, USA had the next day American Ninja 2, and I was like, sweet, there's more. Then I think there was, like, American Ninja 5, the Ninja-ing or something. I watched them all. Yeah. And they weren't, they lost quality as it went on, but it was still cool to see ninja.
Yeah.
It doesn't people matter. Ninja.
Just ninjas.
This guy doing ninja on that guy. Yeah. You're just like, this is
everybody's
sweet.
Everybody's ninjing.
Yeah. Kick him in the face. Yes. Anyway. Yeah.
Number, you know, I didn't watch any of the Alien movies till right before that new one came out that was tangentially related.
You talking about the Alien vs. Predator?
No.
Alien Resurrection?
No.
Prometheus?
Prometheus. Yeah, Prometheus.
Keep going.
I think I watched the first two and then Prometheus. And they were good.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're Alien and Aliens. Alien is a classic horror movie. I liked Prometheus. And the other thing...
I like Prometheus as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Really cool guy. Hey, what's up, pro?
He brought fire.
The other movie, Predator. Predator is great. And Predator 2 is not so great, but it's pretty good.
It appeals to you.
Yeah.
Is it really
it's
good?
It's fucking amazing. It's great. Starts out with some action.
Never seen Predator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and his team are murdering people.
What about Rambo? I like Rambo First
Never
Blood.
Never seen Rambo.
First Blood Part 2 when I was a kid.
That's the stupidest thing.
Could be the second one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. That's the source of so much 80s, like, nostalgic parody today.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know the, what was it, like, Beverly Hills Cop or, yeah, I think it was Beverly Hills Cop. That was going to be a Sylvester Stallone movie, but he, like, changed it up a bunch, and they're like, never mind. And so they had to get somebody, and they got Eddie Murphy, and then he killed it. Fucking hit a home run and it turned into a comedy. So then Sylvester Stallone turned that, what he had for the idea, into Cobra, where Frank Cobretti is a tough-on-crime cop. You just read that. I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's over the top, and Sylvester Stallone was a fucking huge dick to everybody in the crew. Like, he actually told, he's like, he went to the director, he's like, you need to get everybody, like, this is taking forever, what the fuck is going on? And the director's like, well, if you wouldn't fucking dick around half the time, we'd probably get through this movie. And he was like, oh. And so he changed his ways for like 2 days and then went back to being a dick. Like, where he wasn't even in scenes, and he would just like he was like watching a basketball game, and they're like, yeah, just film everything around me. And then he would go out there just fucking half-ass his lines and leave. All that said, the movie Drive with, what's his face? Ryan Gosling?
Go on.
Was, like, inspired by that. Like, the director and then Ryan Gosling both loved Cobretti, or Cobra. Fucking, they liked the jacket he wore, and then he always has a toothpick in his mouth. And they took those things and made it in that. So if you like Drive,
basis for
you basically like
a solid story.
Cobra.
That's, a jacket that and a sounds toothpick. Logical.
Yeah, there you it go. Does. This is why you don't read Wikipedia. You just know random shit.
Did you end at philosophy?
Yeah, I ended up at philosophy.
As long as it happens. You Number do. Six on this list, Jaws the Revenge, sequel to Jaws.
Yeah.
Anybody seen it?
Yeah, was it the one with the chick in it? Like Jaws 3, right? Jaws 3D?
I don't even know.
Yeah, Jaws 2.
I think it is the third one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just Jaws 2, and then... The second one's good, though, right? The first two Jaws movies are good, and the third one's good.
What about Another Stakeout? Is that any good?
People like it.
Yeah. I've watched Stakeout and another Stakeout.
Stakeout.
I remember that being funny. But
I
then
thought the Stakeout was a fast food joint.
We're watching a little bit of it, but the problem with it is that it's like real 80s. A lot of homophobic super jokes that you're like, 80s. That wouldn't really fly. That's you can't really say that.
Yeah.
You can't make, you know, homosexual humor in that fashion.
That's like old Eddie Murphy jokes if you watch. It's old stand-up and makes jokes like that.
Yeah, and it's like
you wouldn't do that anymore.
No.
I saw,
he drops the F-bomb, like,
a lot. Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. And the last one on this list is Batman and Robin.
Ugh.
Sequel to Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Both those movies were bad.
Is that the one with the nipples?
Yeah. I was sitting there. It was George Clooney there. I knew it was bad already. Once... Like, they're like, George Clooney hops in the Batmobile, and it's like, it's all brightly colored. And I immediately thought, and it was like 97, so I was a kid. I was like, why would Batman have a fucking neon car? You know? Mm. It seems like it would make it really easy for everybody to know it's Batman coming for you. It's fucking shining, like, you know, throwing sparks and shit. And then he just made like a corny pun, and I was like, oh my God, this is not...
No.
Michael Keaton saying, I'm Batman. Did you know that Tim Burton originally wrote in a script for him to say, I'm Batman, motherfucker? But then they scratched it out, yeah.
Like, ah, too much.
Yeah.
Too
much. It's funny because Frank Miller wrote All-Star Batman and Robin, the comic book. And in it, he wrote, I'm the goddamn Batman. And people, they're like, what the fuck? This is so over the top. Batman wouldn't do this. So, like, you know, the Batman everybody loves, that 1989 one. It was basically that. It just...
It's funny when people think they know a character, though, right?
Like, yeah.
He wouldn't say that.
That's not my Batman.
Well, now he just did, so...
Yeah, I know. That's stupid.
About it.
He would. So, I agree, Gina. Sequels are dumb. No one should ever make them.
Mostly, but then some of them are kind of good sometimes. And then sometimes it's the first and second that are really good, but then the third one sucks really bad, but...
Sometimes the second one's better than the first one.
Sometimes that happens too.
But, you know,
sometimes
it's like,
it just keeps getting better and better and better.
But mainly,
sometimes the first three that are made after the second three are way worse than the second three. And then the seventh.
Oh, the second Avengers.
You just have to hang in there long enough.
It's pretty better.
You would.
It's good in its own way, too.
It's a superhero movie. It's okay. I think they get a pass.
I think action most easily gets a pass. Of all the genres.
I'd agree.
Comedy,
I think comedy and horror.
I think we're talking about we're talking about taking a story that's been told and basically rehashing it versus like a development of like
the
history that's already there, right?
Yeah, part of the reason I think that action sort of gets a pass as a genre is because every action movie is the same damn movie.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, they're all adventure stories, and so you're like,
sequel, it could just be a new movie with a new title, or they could just call it part two. It's whatever.
Yeah,
still action.
But like the good movie, like the Batman movies, has an arc. That's why it's good. Or the Lord of the Rings movies, which is really just like one movie, or the Star Wars movies. There's an arc and
I disagree with you on the Star Wars one, but yeah, I see everything else.
But with a comedy or something, they write a movie and they're like, oh, we made a lot of money, let's write another movie. And it's, there's not.
And they didn't think it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of comedy, most of comedy.
To make more money.
Yeah, most of comedy is the surprise, right?
Yeah.
There's like a whole thing about a joke.
And same with horror.
Yeah, it's like upending your expectations. And so all that's funny. So yeah, and like you said, like horror. So
they try to do it again.
When you try to do it again, you can't be surprised because you're expecting all of it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, part of the fun thing is like the premise, like the hot tub time machine. You're like, this is going to be stupid. But then they surprise you because it's all the other stuff.
It's funny the first time, but then it's like, really, you guys, you didn't do it again?
Yeah.
But way worser. Like,
and that's what they do. They're just like, all right, now, but we'll just take it up another level. Mm-hmm. Now they're in fucking Bangkok.
Someone's going to lose a limb this time.
See, the other one made sense. Like, I could see people go to Vegas and do that all the time. And that all made sense. Anyway, I was going to disagree with you about Star Wars because that was kind of the same thing. He wrote it. It was supposed to be one. And then they're like, oh, let's make other ones. And then he wrote Empire Strikes Back. And
but he had the ideas for the other – for the whole like world.
I mean,
or like kind of in his –
I think a lot of that was just him talking out to the fact, yeah, it was kind of – And
who knows?
He didn't really do it that well because he had him make it out. Brother and sister fucking make it out. He didn't totally think it through. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, he thought that through.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. He likes some Tristan and Isolde. I mean, not that. Somewhere in Wagner is where that happens.
Yeah.
The Here Comes the Bride wedding march that we all know is about that is about that scene.
The brother banging and sister.
Yeah,
great.
It's incestuous.
Good. That's why our wedding march wasn't that
good thing.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of awesome movies, 80s throwback back sort of things. Kung Fury. If you haven't seen that, you should watch that.
Write it down.
Kung Fury.
Yeah.
Remember
is
last
it on
time?
Netflix?
You remember last time Del suggested a movie to us? It was 12 hours long.
This is like 30 minutes long. This is like 30 minutes. I'm not kidding.
I had to watch the last one in 4 installments.
What was that movie? That was a good movie.
It was decent. It was just super long.
If you had 10 days to watch it, yeah.
What was it called? It was like, oh, no, I'm going to be racist.
Was that the Japanese version of...
Yeah,
I Macbeth mean, or whatever.
Yeah, we have it in our archives. You can go back and listen to us talk about it and make fun of Dell for making us fucking watch that movie.
It's a good movie.
Everybody's like, here's this hour and a half movie, 2 hour movie. Dell's like, this one's 10 hours.
I wouldn't have ever watched it if I didn't have other people to like suffer through with us. Yeah. We watch good movies. We watch Melancholia. What else do we watch? Those are
some
good
of us watched Melancholia.
I just don't need to watch Melancholia. You know, that's the thing that we abandoned was the let's watch Netflix thing because you guys never watch anything.
Well, yeah, we brought it back and then we spaced it out to monthly.
Yeah.
Well, last time we had one, Brad watched it and everybody abandoned him.
Yeah.
Good. How does it feel, buddy? How does it feel? So do we have we don't have a movie for January, right? Because it's holidays. Are we going to bring it back for February? Like maybe a rom-com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rom-com. What is
A Roman?
Oh, romantic February.
Yeah.
I thought.
Oh,
I thought the scene, the video was frozen because Gina's face, like Adam was moving, but Gina was so stone cold, not moving. I was like, that's so weird. Like only half the screen froze.
Huge.
Yeah, I'll pick something.
All right, cool. Brad, so what else happened to you this week?
The main thing really was the snow. The snow took over my life. I got some threatening emails from my superiors at work informing me that the most important thing is to be safe, do the right thing, but you will be fired if you don't come to work.
Don't you love those
Did
emails?
I mean,
it wasn't that explicit on the last part of it, but that was the overwhelming theme of the string of emails that came from leadership. And I did not make it to work on Saturday or Sunday.
Yay, Yay. Break out fire.
I could not get off my curb. I couldn't, and there were no Ubers in town.
Was it exciting?
It was exciting. It actually was exhausting because I'm out of shape and digging that much snow. Actually, I had a guy come in today that had a heart attack digging snow.
Jeez.
Yeah, was it like 29 people died, and a good number of those were people dying of heart attacks from
exertion.
Exertion.
And like I've been
bad sign
dispensing
Americans.
Like muscle relaxers like crazy this week from people that like pulled their back out and like I'm serious, man. So, but it was fun. It needs to fucking leave. There's still some slush hanging out on the streets, but it was a good time.
Good did your time. Kids enjoy it? Did they get to play in it, or did you guys just have to stay inside?
Yeah, they got to play in it. I mean, you had to stay inside during the blizzard. It was like not comfortable at all.
Did you go out there at least for a little bit and just kind of?
Oh yeah,
feel
absolutely.
It snowing in your eye.
Yeah, yeah, and it was icy and
pretend that you're like in the tundra, like in Canada. Somewhere.
You should have put on. Yeah. It would have been a great time to watch like Everest. You know the movie.
I sort of thought back Everest when we watched The Revenant. I was like, man, this dude was hardcore.
You were looking
like,
for a horse to
snow
sleep
gear
in
or Gore-Tex.
No, he walked 200 miles to get to the thing. That was like,
I haven't seen the movie yet.
It's a guy.
I know.
In he's outside.
Days,
he's outside.
Outside in
he's
Alaska.
Outside a lot. Yeah.
Well, it was not in Alaska. It was in. It's on the Missouri River. Here in the United States, they filmed it in Alaska.
But Alaska is not in the United States.
Yeah, and the
it's in the contiguous, ununited part.
Contiguous? Shouldn't that be contiguous? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Contiguous.
Probably not.
Contiguous but sounds funny. It's a weird thing.
Contiguous sounds.
I was thinking better. When I was stuck. When I was stuck inside, I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
Do y'all ever get cabin fever?
Oh yeah, you wrote that question in Slack. Yeah.
Because like, people have been saying that non-stop at the pharmacy. They're like, God, I was getting cabin fever.
I think they just wanted something
fun. You were inside for like 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd have to be stuck inside for like at least a week to get really sick of it.
Yeah. That's a total psychological thing. It's the idea of not being able to go. It's not, you lose your autonomy. You're forced to stay inside, and so you want to not be inside.
I love the idea of being forced to stay.
I love it too.
It's so
when it would happen in Denton, it was the best thing ever. I was like, yes.
Even when the kids were going insane, even when Anna was like bouncing off the wall, I was like, I want to go do some shit. I was like, all right. Can't do anything. It was great. I don't get cabin fever. It's not for me.
I think it's a sign of people who needed a break, who genuinely needed some rest.
Yeah, you probably just need to go on vacation for a while. That's what that's about.
And then the other thing was, do you feel like you need to pay back a neighbor for some help they give you?
It's that's just being neighborly, right? I mean, you help. I mean, what do you mean pay them back?
I don't know. Like two of my neighbors came and helped me, like try to shovel my car out so I could get to work.
Yeah, I mean, I'd fucking buy them a 6-pack of beer, say thanks for that, or a bottle of wine. If I can bake them a pie since you're at home for more days, right? I mean, it's just a gesture to thank them.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, and it was just it was a neighbor move. It was a mature
adult thing to do. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's a token. All those things are tokens, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that we need more of
Hill's neighbors don't get shit.
Yeah. Of like doing stuff and being able to appreciate that somebody did something and know that you're going to do something nice for somebody and not expect or not need to be paid back either.
And that's sort of where I'm falling on this thing.
And it's not even about like showing a gesture of appreciation. Like you can write them a note or whatever and say thanks or a genuine heartfelt, you know, thank you in person. So I think there's something about like when you give something back to somebody, when they did a favor for you, it's almost like paying, like it's like putting it back on the equal ground. Like you feel like, so you didn't get anything really, you know what I'm saying?
It's almost like a cancellation of a favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that we need to learn, like it's a hard thing, especially for Americans, to like just receive.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, I think the whole thing is like a just a gesture to thank them. You know, you could go over there and sit with them, say, "Hey, thanks, I really appreciate it." And if you just, I'm saying, like doing all the thing there, I think is an acceptable cultural token. I mean, you can go and do something for them, like full on make it equal, shovel them out of something, you know what I mean? But you're not obligated to. I'm sure they don't expect you to.
No, absolutely
but
not.
That's what I'm saying. Like going to the store and buying a $6, even fucking $12 six pack and giving to them. I mean, you know, that's not really equal in terms of like labor. Like, well, you know, if you think about it, that guy probably makes $12 an hour and he came over here, it was about an hour. So, I mean, you didn't do all that. It's just a gesture. If you got him a bottle of wine, hey, this is just a small token. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your help. And, or maybe you fucking split the bottle of wine, split the beer, invite him over for dinner. I think all those kinds of things are just really to thank them. And let me do something a little nice for you just to, you know.
Show your appreciation. Yeah.
Right. No, I understand the options that are available to me. I was just wondering.
You're like, how do I never talk to this guy?
You get wine that costs like $10.
I'm not really familiar with the protocol here. No, I was just wondering what you feel like you would do.
I'd do something like that.
I think
you would
if you
do
have...
nothing. You would go inside. You'd be like, hey, thanks for the fucking help. I'm going back to my house.
If they would have came over, I would have hit them with a shovel, buried them in the snow, and no one would be the wiser until it melted.
Get off my lawn. I think if you have the impulse to do something, then it's right to do something. I think it's one of those things, for the most part, where you can kind of follow your own intuition. Like, if you don't feel...
Buy them a fleece.
Like, you need to do anything, you're not thinking about it anymore, then it doesn't really matter. But if you're thinking, that was really nice of them, I should do something, then go for it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, no, you squash that feeling, just take it.
Yeah. I mean, you can write Miss Manners or fucking Dear Abby or somebody and see what they say. Dear Abby, someone was nice to me.
What would you do,
Dear
Abby?
I have a thing when I see them next.
Comprehension of the options that are available to me.
Should
I was just wondering what you would do.
Should I be like my friend Dells on the podcast and said, you know what? They should be helping me. And they should fucking be thankful that they got to help me.
Yeah, exactly. You understand. So I'll expect, you know, I helped you understand that wisdom, so I'll be expecting something in return, because that's how you do things.
I mean, again, it's like a fucking token.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, unless, I don't know. I don't know what the right thing is for that kind of thing. When somebody helps me, I'm not real good about accepting help, because I don't like, mostly because some people are like that. They're like, I'll help them here because I know I'll fucking get them in my debt. And you know those people. I try to avoid those people. For the most part, a lot of people are just kind of doing out of the kindness of their heart. But I've had some, you know, like on the periphery of my family, like, God, you just really don't want to ever ask them for help because they're just going to fucking bring it up. It's like, you remember the time that you, I was like, fuck, you gave me a ride that one time. You know what I mean? And like, yet I will never be able to make it up to you. And so,
you gave me a glass of water that one time, and I was on fire.
Yeah.
I think what Gina said is the best thing. Like, whatever feels genuine to you, like if the way you show appreciation or gratitude to people is to like gift them, then do that. And if what would mean the most to you is somebody just giving you really heartfelt thanks or whatever, like,
then
you know,
that's what you do.
Yeah. No, there's no obligation. It's just what comes out of your sense of gratitude and what feels appropriate.
Yeah. It would help if you were close to your neighbors and then you had a community and they were not strangers to you.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't see
then
it happening.
You wouldn't have to give them anything. You'd be like, oh, you know me.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
So, there you go.
How would anybody know that?
I don't know. Sleep studies.
Guys, the audio cut off, and so then Gina...
So I dropped some knowledge.
Gina was like, you know, you can't snore and sleep and dream at the same time.
Yeah.
Snore and sleep and dream.
You can't do any of those.
You can't snore and dream at the same time.
No one can snore and sleep at the same time.
Well, not a one.
Technically, no. You're only partially sleeping. You're not getting a good sleep.
Apparently it's true.
Yeah.
According to who?
According to sleep researchers, man. What the fuck? You think it was like my dog Steve.
Bullshit.
My dog Steve told me. He's like, you know? What do you think we get this stuff?
No, Del's always like, show me the proof. Where's
the
research?
That's how it works. I want to see it.
It's just because I said so.
And just listen to what I'm saying, man. Did you guys see, Brad, did you see Golden State fucking destroy the San Antonio Spurs on Monday night?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God.
Fucking. I was thinking it was going to be a lot, closer.
Yeah.
Closer. And yeah, it was
still lacking.
Yeah, they handily beat them.
Yeah. That was, pretty terrible. That was a big thing this week for us.
Those guys.
But that's kind of okay, right? Because they're number one, we're number two.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, it's funny because,
still
like,
number two.
I don't know how you deal with that as a. It's funny to see all the reactions. Whenever anything happens, I like to look at what everybody else is doing. Like, what are the reactions? And you have people calling on sports radio. I don't like really listen to sports radio that often anymore. I turned it on, though, and then people were like, LaMarcus Aldridge, he just needs to go, and we probably should fire Popovich. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm like,
really?
And it really makes you like kind of realize that nobody's ever managed an organization before. Like, they just like, do you manage your, I mean, your fucking smoothie shop like this, your Baskin Robbins like this? Like, somebody fucks up once, you're like, that's it, we gotta fire everybody. Because then you're not really the best manager, are you?
We all know they don't.
Especially when they're producing at such a high level to begin with. I mean, aren't they almost at 40 wins already?
Yeah, they were 2 games behind the Warriors as of game time. They lost another, you know, 3 games behind, right? It's one of the best records.
That's still a remarkable record.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I mean, they have the second best record in the league. Like, if it weren't for the Warriors, everybody would be like, wow, the Spurs are kicking everybody's ass, historically.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you lose to them. Is it surprising?
I know. No, it's, I mean, it's not. It's maybe surprising how badly they lost. But, again, that's saying more about the Warriors. Like, wow, they were really that good than it is about the Spurs. Like, I mean, can you fault the Spurs for being second best? Like, well, I don't know. They got to come to – I mean, again, yes. it just –
fire everybody.
Yeah, it's, like, stupid. And it reminds me of what Greg Popovich said before. Like, you know, he's like, we went to the finals, like, when they lost to the Heat that first year, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Because we lost that one series, we're going to just blow it all up. I mean, this is the team that got to the finals. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to keep it together and do it again. And they went back and they won. And
not if you're Cleveland, though. Start by firing your coach.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I like to look at those things. Because it gives you a little insight into how people think. Like, even people at work, like, oh, man, I was just like, what are they even doing? I was like, well, it wasn't really effort. I mean, they were trying. They just kind of fucking up. I mean, sometimes the moment got, you know, I mean, there's, like, a lot of factors that go into this kind of thing. Yeah. And, again, it makes me wonder about how they manage an organization. Like, if we're going through a trying time here at work and you start getting freaked out because, you know, things are not going exactly as planned – I mean, are you going to freak out like this and want to fire the whole team or change it all up? Or we got to do something. Changes need to be made. And the thing
what
is,
they want.
The thing is that, yeah, I've been a part of a lot of organizations.
How they react to things that don't matter really to them.
Yeah. I feel like I've been part of a lot of organizations where they do that. They react that way. Like, we got to change something. Things didn't happen. We got to do something. And then that's how you end up with more bureaucracy. Somebody fucks up, and so now you need to check. Somebody needs to check somebody's
new
work.
New meeting.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hotch-hotcher watcher.
Yeah. What else we got? Nearing the end of the show, Gina. Who won today's show?
Probably me.
I think Gina did win. She had a whole list ready to go.
I spoke with another person in my belly.
Ooh.
Can any of y'all do that?
Nope.
Do they have to be whole?
Yes.
Okay. Then no.
Not digested.
Well, I mean, I think it's legitimate, you know, point of clarification there.
Is that what you're starting to look into after your, like, 7-day fast? No.
Eating a person?
I didn't think that they counted.
Not the stupid ones, still.
Okay.
Remember, if they help you out with anything, you eat them.
Any of Brett's failed mentees.
That's right.
Can be cannibalized.
You don't want any place. You don't want any place.
Eat him.
Who doesn't want any place? I like that. You got to take a picture of some of the fleeces that you have.
Yeah, that fancy collection.
You should take a pit pose, the same exact pose in the same place
with all
in every place that you go.
Yeah, all 79 of them.
I think.
What are you wearing right now, by the way? Virginia Commonwealth University sweater.
Yeah. I think that I have 4 fleece.
Don't lie.
Don't lie, man. You'll go.
Loosen. Excuse me.
Don't try to downplay the fluson.
I only have 4 that he wears today, like on a daily, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like on top of each other, like 4 right now. I have 4.
So, Del, you're going to send a picture of you in your skinny jeans.
Yeah.
You don't sound really excited about it. Yeah.
I have to try one again. I don't even remember
just
what
to
it was
get
like.
Help.
He's been drinking too much beer, and he's like, oh, shit, it doesn't zip up no more.
I haven't been drinking beer for the whole month. I actually ordered a beer the other day at lunch, forgetting that I was not drinking for the month of January. And I got it, and they handed it to me, and then it hit me. And I was like, oh, man.
So you left it there? Drink.
Yeah.
No, you could have drank it and then just took one day in February. You should have told me you were...
Yeah, but that's cheating.
Gluten intolerant.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a gluten intolerance. Is there any way you could take this back? Not charge me for it?
I ordered it, but I forgot I have a gluten intolerance and can't drink it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some people would do stuff like that.
By the way, we went to Francis Bogidi, Bogada, something. The fuck did we?
Bog time.
Bogdine.
Bogdon.
Yeah.
Some what? Bar.
It was not so bad. It was okay.
Bog.
Why are you telling
us? Bogside.
A decent
bar. An okay bar.
Well, we went to, it's a bar.
Well, it says bars
and right. A restaurant. And I had a Lloyd Christmas, which is a...
Oh, I saw your Instagram about that.
Yeah, I got it because of the name. It was okay. It was fine. It was a rum.
What was the drink?
Rum. It's a rum-based drink.
Like the rum and honey, you know, and Christmas cinnamon is over. Or something.
The whole Christmas season is done.
Christmas is in your heart, man. As long as you have a little Christmas in your heart.
And in your liver.
You can do whatever you want. Yes, and put it in your liver. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're done. Next week we'll be recording on Monday night. That's assuming that fucking Brad doesn't bully us again with his bullying tactics.
Let me go eat more pizza.
That sounds good.
It does make tummy hurts. Shut up.
I know.
You're just fucking pharmacist. Prescribe yourself something.
Yeah.
Just sneak out.
I prescribed myself some food. I cured what ailed me.
So wait, you're just hungry? You just
I can't, guys. I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know. I just feel like, oh.
Can't figure it out.
You're just fucking hungry. We had to wait till we didn't record this podcast. What a dickhole, man. That's why he has his hoodie up. So he's like the Emperor Palpatine now. Do you have a Palpatine impression? Ready, go.
Don't know who that is.
The Emperor from Star Wars.
Oh, the guy who electrocutes other folks?
Yeah. No.
What does he say?
I mean, he did lots of things.
God, just anything. Any single thing. It's all
like,
this
embrace
stuff.
The dark side. Yes, give in to your anger.
Embrace the dark side.
Yeah.
No, I've been saying it since I was like seven, so
I don't. You sound like an Ewok.
I have no idea what it sounds like.
All right, Delph, do you have a better
one? I think it was great, Brad.
No, it's pretty dark. It's pretty like, it's not very nasal. It's not like that.
You don't have an impression? You're the one with the range over here, right?
He just says Paul Harvey.
Yeah, do a Paul Harvey then. That's the rest of the story. All right. I'm Paul Harvey.
I gotta be like Coleman in the.
It's not organic right now.
Yeah.
What about you, Jane? I want to hear the Emperor impression.
I don't even know. I didn't know who y'all were talking about.
Why are we making Gina do it? You're the one dressed like the fucking emperor.
I didn't know who y'all were talking about either.
Dude, you can't come dressed as the emperor.
Don't
and then
know what you're talking about.
And that really is the podcast in a nutshell. Hey, Brad, here's a steak. What? Huh? I was just inside all day. All right, Dell's playing it. Is it going to play it? I'm going to put a link. Best of Palpatine.
I do a compilation.
And there's literally is a compilation of everything on the internet.
I didn't know who this dude was.
We'll listen to it later. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done.